Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, is this Nicole?
It is.
Hi, my name is Judy Morrow. You'd left a message with me to return your call today.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Pretty good.
We filed some papers online.
Yeah, let me pull that up really quick here. Give me one sec.
And where are you located?
My office is in San Diego.
You're in California, okay.
Yeah, we have a few offices here, and we work on a national level, so we have clients all over the U.S. Okay, so this is for quality equipment design?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And you were looking for, it looks like you were looking for working capital?
Yes, we've got some jobs right now that we're not going to be able to fund, I'm afraid. So we're trying to find some capital to keep them so we can keep going.
Sure.
We're oil and gas based, so things have been a little rough the last couple of years.
Yeah, we have actually a lot of clients down in Texas and in your area, and so we kind of hear the same thing in, within that industry.
Yeah, it's died for a little while. It'll be back, but it's just if you can hang on to get there.
Yeah. So in terms of what your business does, do you do repairs on the equipment, or what do you do exactly?
We are an electrical outfit only. My husband's a professional electrical engineer. We do manufacturing. We build panels and processing units for the oil field. We also go out and do repair service work. And the jobs we're working on right now that we're needing some funding on is construction. We go out to a construction site, and we do all the electrical work and building, like, gas plants, refrigeration units, all for the oil field.
Okay. So it's mainly electrical engineering type of work?
Yes.
For the main, okay.
When we're out in the construction jobs like we're doing now, they go out to a piece of dirt and they do all the grounding electrical work.
Okay.
They have a mechanical crew that builds the metal part of it. We go in and run all the wire to connect all the instruments, the valves, the boxes that they need to run the thing with. It's anything electrical out there.
Okay. Perfect. And then in terms of capital, was there an amount you were looking for?
Well, the way they do these is it's time and expense is how we're billed.
Okay.
They didn't want to do it on a flat rate because they think it's cheaper on them to do time and expense. It usually doesn't ever work out that way. But we've got, there's going to be 10 to 12 people working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, wow.
And so, and they average around, all of them together, average probably is around $25 an hour, plus we pay $125 per diem for each one of them to live.
Okay.
So, and we bill every week. We, like last week, they worked Thursday, Friday, or Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They drove in on Wednesday.
Okay.
And so my payroll this week, it covered that. I invoiced on Wednesday. I can't even tell you what day it is. We sent the invoice to our client on Wednesday, but I have to pay for their last week's payroll Friday.
Right. Okay.
And so it's a little more than I can handle paying right now. And
yeah.
Four jobs they've promised us. We've got a PO on one. The second PO should be coming any day, but they should last us until after the first of the year sometime.
Oh, that'll definitely keep you busy.
Yeah, and it'll help us get out of the hole and get things back where we can handle it on our own, you know.
Perfect. Okay.
We haven't had a lot of work here lately, so we don't have capital build up to be able to pay him in order to make money to build it up. You know how that goes?
Yeah, I understand.
So we're looking for some help with payroll.
Sure. How long have you had the business?
He opened the business in 98.
Okay. And are you both owners, or
is it just him?
It's
a sub-S corporation. He's the only stockholder. I am the secretary of the corporation.
Okay. And let me see here. And what is his name? I don't have that listed.
Laverle. It's L-A-V as in Victor, E-R-L-E.
Okay, perfect. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year? And what have you been averaging the past few months in revenue on a monthly basis?
On a monthly basis? We don't really bill on a monthly basis. It's by projects is how we bill.
Okay.
Anything in-house we usually build on a percentage basis. And if it's out in the field, we build weekly. If it's a repair and service job, when they leave, we pay when, or we bill them once they come back and furnish us all the paperwork and the receipts and all. We bill expenses too.
So
year 15, or do you want to come here back a year?
So let's look at what 15 was.
Okay. Profit loss on 15. Our bank is looking to help us. We've had a $500,000 line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
But their bank is very afraid of the oil field right now, so they put
it
down to $350,000, which we still have, but we have some of it already used trying to hang on to our other jobs. So they were looking to see what they could help, but we were just trying to see if we could find something, you know, that could
help
just for the short term.
Sure.
2015, our income was $1.8 million.
Okay, perfect. So would you say now you average monthly around $150,000?
If you averaged out all of September, yes.
Okay.
I mean, all of 2016, yes.
Okay, perfect.
I've got some paperwork.
And that's what we look at. We don't look at just 1 month. We look at the big picture. So we're going to look at last year, what you're doing now. Gives us a good assessment of what the revenue looks like.
We averaged for 16 is what I averaged for this other paper I had to fill out. It was 157,000 monthly sales.
Mm-hmm.
With
perfect.
An average invoice of like 20,000. What we did is I took the total income for 2016 and divided it. We had done 60 invoices for the year.
Okay. That's fine. Now,
or
how much were you
on a monthly basis? You know, it's just the in-house stuff is it's like 10% when we get their purchase order, 50%
right.
when we order parts and start fabrication,
mm-hmm.
and so on. So it's billed completely different.
Okay. So what I think is you would get approved for around $150,000 to $200,000.
Okay.
That would be unsecured capital, so we won't ask for any assets or collateral. We can usually have an approval for you within a day and have you funded within a day or two.
Okay.
So it's a very quick turnaround. We will approve you for the largest amount of money, and then you can decide how much you want to take. So maybe you get approved for $200,000, but you only need $100,000.
You need it for the payroll. Okay.
You'll take the whatever amount you want for the payroll, you'll take. But keep in mind that you can't pull from the additional funding for a few months down the road. So you really want to think about how much you're going to need here in the next few months for all these projects coming up.
This job is supposed to last around 7 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
So that's what I would start out with, would need the payroll for that.
Perfect. And then we'll also allow you to choose the term you would like. Our terms range from 3 months out to a few years and anywhere in between. And you can pay the loans off early and get a discount. So maybe for you, if you think you're going to have this all paid off, you know, with the next few months, you might want to do something that's not as long.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, a year or 8 months, something like that. But it's completely up to you. We give you the options and you can choose.
Okay.
Okay. To issue the approval, we need a few items. So we would look at, and I'll email this to you.
Okay.
It's 6 months business bank statement, so we can see the revenue.
Okay.
A one-page application, and then we'll look at your most recent tax return. That could be 14 or 15.
Okay, it'd have to be 14. I hadn't got 15 back from them yet.
14's fine.
Okay.
And that's all we need to issue the approval for you and then give you those different options.
What kind of interest or charges do you do for something like this?
Yeah, so for the unsecured funding, our rates start at about 10 cents on the dollar, and it'll go up from there. And then it would be a business loan on your business credit, so it qualifies for a tax write-off.
Right.
Usually around 33% of the interest you can write off, but you can check with your CPA. And so we see anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar to 25 cents on the dollar, anywhere in between. It depends really on the term you choose.
Mm-hmm.
How is your husband's credit?
As far as I know, we both have good credit.
Okay, good. So then you'll qualify for a better program because of that as well. But you'll get the discounts if you want to pay the loans off early as well.
Okay, so it'll tell me some of this in the paperwork you're going to send.
Yeah, so we'll let you know exactly what we need to issue the approval. The approvals will have the hard numbers.
Okay.
And then we go over those different terms with you to see what's going to make the most sense in terms of a loan amount and a term length and a repayment amount.
I don't want to get myself in trouble with it either direction, so.
No. It's very, everything is up front.
I don't want to make it too short for me and then get in trouble for not being able to pay it or drag it out too long when I don't need to. So
it's always good to give yourself a cushion, and then you at least can keep the payments down low, and then if you want to pay it off early, you have that flexibility of getting the discount. So.
Okay. And this is all a fast turnaround, you said. So if I needed
it
next week, I'd have payroll next week, maybe.
Absolutely. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right. That'll give me something to look
at
and talk to the guys about.
Sure. So give me about 10 minutes. I'll send this over. If you have any questions, let me know.
Okay.
And we can go from there.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you, Judy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.